Professor and News, I'm Mary Rose. While leaving the White House today on his way to Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia, President Trump told reporters that it's the Democrats' fault the federal government is shut down.
Well, I call them Democrat layoffs. They're Democrat layoffs. They're causing it. We're ready to go back. You know, we have a record-setting economy. We have a record-setting country. Prices are way down. We're doing better than the country's ever done. And the Democrats hate seeing that. It's up to them. Anybody laid off, that's because of the Democrats.
Israel and Hamas are preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt tomorrow as hopes are rising for a possible ceasefire in Gaza.
There is cautious optimism here in Israel. Families of the hostages say that this is the closest they feel that they've been in months. Still, they say they're not going to believe it until they see it. Deals have been derailed before. They say that they are putting all of their faith in President Trump to see this through. Palestinians in Gaza say that they are not going to believe that this is happening until the bombing stops and until the war is actually over.
That's correspondent Sam Mednick reporting from Tel Aviv. Speaking at the White House, President Trump said he believes he's justified deploying 200 National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon.
Portland is burning to the ground. You have agitators, insurrectionists. All you have to do is look at the television, turn on your television, read your newspapers.
Oregon is now challenging President Trump's decision to send 200 California National Guard members to the state. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield says using California troops violates the same law as using Oregon troops. A federal judge yesterday ruled that President Trump could not use the Oregon National Guard to protect the ICE building. Rayfield says they are filing an amendment to the restraining order to include California troops in the ban. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor is calling for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions starting this week as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to pro-life advocates and their representatives cutting federal funding to Planned Parenthood affiliates. This is SRN News. The first supermoon of the year is almost here. The moon will appear slightly larger and brighter tomorrow. It's the first of three supermoons. This happens when the full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit. They're visible without special equipment if clear skies permit. Here's what you need to know.
The October 6th supermoon is the first of three this year. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit. That makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year, according to NASA. I'm Julie Walker.
Hot air balloons filled the sky today for the 53rd Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico. Along with enjoying the colorful balloons, attendees were also treated to live music, food, vendors, and other attractions. The annual festival runs through October the 12th in Albuquerque, New Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.